This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Icy north of Minot. We've gathered that from a photo we just received from a listener who was north of Minot and showed us a photo of a red pickup upside down. So that's our news alert to start the hour. Slow down. It's icy out there and a lot of different road-related situations we're hearing about. Started the show last hour with folks telling us about I-94 east of the Sterling exit, jackknife semi there in the median between the east and west lanes, and the trailer sticking out a little on the eastbound lane onto the shoulder. Also, and a note here from a listener a moment ago, Linton, down Linton Way, about same thing, or jackknife semi down there. I got to find it here. There's a bunch of these that are coming in. Where is it? Oh my gosh. I don't know why I can't find that. Annie, do you see it? About Linton? This is a pleasant problem because there's so many comments that are coming in here on different things, but I'm just trying to sort through them all and find that particular situation on Linton. I'll find it here for you in a moment and tell you about it. Telephone numbers are 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd, 701-226-8503, and you can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. A semi rolled in the east ditch between Hazleton and Linton. Another jackknife in the west ditch, south ditch, that is south of Strasburg. That one is sticking out into the southbound lane. We have a lot of these that we've heard about, so be very careful. Also, just seeing this one now, Michelle Malkin is great. Please thank her for being the first to shine a light on the disaster that is Common Core. She was early on that. I'll make sure I send her that note, Adam, and appreciate the text for sure. We will we'll do that. Would you like us to have Michelle Malkin back on? I get the sense that you liked having Michelle on. The reason I had her come on is because, again, I'm frustrated about this old media, and I want to make sure you realize there are other resources out there for you to get information and new ways to do it, and CRTV.com is one of them. Mark Levin is a friend of mine. I've known Mark for a lot of years just because we're in the talk radio world, and it's a small community, and as cranky as he sounds on the radio and TV, so he's actually a pretty nice guy. And he's wicked smart on the Constitution and everything else. I've seen snippets of his TV stuff, but I've not watched it. I didn't really know much about it. Then when I saw Michelle was doing it, I was like, okay, Mark Stein's there, Michelle Malkin's there, Levin's there. Maybe this is something worth paying attention to. So we'll have her back. But that's CRTV.com for more on that. Tomorrow on the program, Ed Schaefer, the former governor of the great state of North Dakota, will join us on the program. We're going to ask him a little bit about what it takes to run the Department of Agriculture, because he's been there, done that. And also talk with him about the relations with the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe as well, and how a governor can maneuver those waters. Lynn Helms, director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. The numbers are looking pretty good. Over a million again, which was nice. Kind of a pleasant surprise. We'll get an update on what the numbers, the oil prices inching up, or they're doing for the numbers in the way of activity and drill completions and whatnot, with Lynn tomorrow on the show. Whole hour for our Talk Radio Town Hall and Congressman Kevin Cramer here, folks. So questions, comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. We started to get a number of questions about the comments of Governor Burgum on how to, go forward and deal with, get a conversation going with the Standing Rock Sioux Tribes, and also about the bridge being fixed, and that caused a bit of a brushback from a lot of our listeners that we can continue now, because Congressman Kevin Cramer's had one of those conversations with the chairman as well, and work through this a little bit today on the program. So feel free to give us a ring, 800-228-0550, or text Todd, 701-226-8503. Congressman Kevin Cramer, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, I'm excellent. Thanks, Scott. How are you?
Your big Christmas plans? What are you guys going to be doing?
Yeah, well, you know, we're watching the weather very closely. Generally, we travel a lot. We do the Kandu Kindred Bismarck Triangle. But this year, with our four grandchildren and our whole family in Bismarck, we're gonna stay close to home this weekend. And looks like that's going to be a pretty good idea based on the forecast.
It sure does. Yeah, we talked last hour with J.P. Martin of the National Weather Service, and he's basically saying, plan on a disruption to your Christmas Day travel. So, you know, get there and stay there, and you might not get returned till later on Monday, depending on whether where you're at west to east as this thing moves through. So, sounds like we're in for a bit of a difficult couple of days, especially Sunday and Monday. So, lots to cover. So, you met since we last talked with the chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, Dave Archambault, and I love the fact it was just the two of you, just mano a mano, and more of those meetings ought to be that way. What did you accomplish?
Well, what we accomplished, first of all, is we're talking, and not that we weren't before, Scott. I don't want to imply that either, but once the craziness started, you know, the conversations were a lot fewer and far between, and a lot of the rhetoric was going over and around, and some of it by design. But you know, more than anything, you know, we reopened the dialogue, and I give Dave credit. He reached out to the congressional delegation, to the governor, and I know he's meeting with some energy executives and leaders and whatnot, and that's all good. I you know, there's still an impasse at a certain level, I think, and he wants to move forward. We all want to move forward. Everything should be about moving forward. But, you know, in the context of all that, there's a pipeline that needs to be finished. And, of course, his position is he doesn't want the pipeline to be finished under the Missouri River. And mine is that it needs to be finished underneath the Missouri River at the very spot for very practical and pragmatic reasons. And that as we move forward, given the history, and we spent a lot of time talking about history, he, you know, not a lot of new stuff necessarily, but he, one thing about Dave, he has a very nice, you know, roughly 30-minute description with illustrations and maps and whatnot of treaties and what the, you know, land that's been lost by the tribe and tribal members and just sort of the chronology of events, which is a helpful context. I don't want to dismiss that, but you know, in terms of moving forward, then, you know, he's looking for this to be a victory. This being, you know, the stopping this pipeline or rerouting. I shouldn't say stopping it. He's not asking for the pipeline to not be built. He acknowledges the importance of pipelines in moving petroleum products and crude oil in particular, but that it should be rerouted. And that would allow us to move forward together. I say that the best opportunity to move forward together is to finish this pipeline right where it's mapped to go and use this moment to move forward together. So, you know, a fairly significant disagreement on a pretty significant point, but at the same time, the goal remains, you know, better relations going forward.
Caller has a solution to the bridge problem, which has been part of the ongoing conversations as well, and some inspections at least starting on that tomorrow. Let's start there. Go ahead. You've been waiting for a while. Apologize for that, but glad you're on now on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Hey, I was just going to say I'm a representative of Chief Sitting Bull. And you guys want to know the solution to the problem? I'll tell you right now. Water separates and or oil separates in water. Even if there was a problem, it wouldn't be the end of the world. But anyways, it's going underneath, 100 feet underneath. That oil doesn't, it's not going to fill up the ground and get into the water. But here's the deal. The pipeline, where the pipeline starts, Dakota Access Pipeline starts, I own the minerals to that land. And I'm not being, I haven't been paid one penny from that. I'm just wondering why. But the solution is everything that's above ground comes from the ground. And we haven't showed these Indians how to produce their earth, Mother Earth. They want to protect it, but they don't want to use it. If somebody just shows them what to do with it, it'd be amazing. And I'm the guy that can actually show them, and I'll get out there and work with them and actually show them hard work, because I'm all about hard work.
Well, America was built on hard work.
Exactly. My grandpa was a explorer. I got minerals in Alaska, South America, Asia, everywhere, and I just got to find them. The problem is the Bureau of Land Management is keeping it from all of us. We're all really wealthy, but we need to be more transparent is the problem.
Yeah, you know, the caller makes some really good points, Scott. Let's talk about transparency. You know, that's one of the areas where I think the companies can always improve a little. And I, you know, my motto, it's why I come on the radio every week. The more transparent you are, the less creative people's opinions can be about things. And that means transparent even with your flaws. And so things like self-reporting. I remember when I was a public service commissioner, I used to always say that if we punish companies too much for self-reporting, for example, a problem or an accident or, you know, mistake, then we force them to, you know, reconsider whether they ought to self-report. So we always have to find that balance. But transparency, I think, is key to it. With regard to the BLM, he's right
hold,
on point.
Hold the call the comment on the BLM, if you would, till the other side of the break. We'll get him his answer there. Gus and Bismarck also waiting with a comment on the bridge. Tim and Edgley, a question for Congressman Kramer, as well as Mike in Watford City. You're on deck next.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. They do that by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields and giving you choice at the pump. And come on inside for some great deals. All month long, Pizza Corner Pizza. All flavors, 2 for $11. Pop-Tarts, 2 for $1. Barrel of Fun, 8 and 10 ounce chips, 2 for $4. Combos, 79 cents each. Turtle Minis, $2.49 each. Tootsie Mini Bites, $1.09 each. And Deli Express, classic ham and cheese and traditional Italian sandwiches are only $2.99. PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better. And, of course, all day, every day, you get 4 items for $4. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 for $4, a great lunch or dinner, day or night, at PetroServe USA. And get registered for the $50,000 in giveaway. Every week they draw new names, so you have to register new every week at a PetroServe USA store near you. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
And now, 3 recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Still time to be a hero for the person that has everything. Still time for you to go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them up at 800-506-9028. Here's what I'd do if I were you. Honey, I am going to buy a premium pillow that Scott and Todd have been talking about there. They're my pillow deal on the thing. It's about $100. What do you think? Okay, go for it. Say, okay. Then you take one of the premium pillows, you give that as a gift. There's the money back guarantee through March on it, the whole deal. And then you get to keep the other premium pillow. And you have two travel pillows because it's the 4-for-1 deal. $99.98. Two premium pillows, two go anywhere pillows, a savings of 179 smackaroonies. It's a great deal. Speaking of which, Rev, I have to tell everybody that won the My Pillows the other day that they won them, right? I haven't done that yet. Have I? Hello? I haven't done that yet.
You have.
Okay, I don't think I have, yeah.
Hey, listen, hey, Scott.
He's producer, man, so we need to get on it. Yes, Kevin.
So last time you told us, listener, they won something, I delivered it. Do you need me to get a couple of pillows out to somebody?
I might need to, yeah. Do you remember that? Kevin had to deliver the Trump sign.
That's right.
Because it was for a Bismarck person. And
then
I was
he put
the
his own sign in my front yard one day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's called trespassing.
No, I asked you to do it, okay. So that's okay. So permission there.
Be the pillow hero this holiday. 800-506-9028, mypillow.com, promo code Scott. And if you're still on the edge of your seat wondering, did you win, didn't you win? Did we tell the Bison winner he won? He got the, so he knows he won. Okay. Because we had the closest to correct on the score, which unfortunately was a Bison loss. But we got that done. We notified you. But there was a lot of great Christmas song selections. So Christmas may still be coming for some of you that participate in that little contest. We'll take care of it. We're on it. Okay, back with more with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Anything else you want to say on the BLM side of the comment?
Because the caller made some many important points. One of the things is he talked about how wealthy we are. And this was something, this is a real revelation for Donald Trump. When I worked with him on his speech in Bismarck, was just how many minerals, the sheer value, financial value of the minerals that are under federal land and offshore, by the way, which I see Barack Obama's now put more offshore off limits. But so the caller's exactly right that they're just not millions or billions, but trillions of dollars worth of minerals that are owned by the taxpayers. But here's the other thing. This issue of cultural clash is not insignificant here, Scott. And he referred to Mother Earth and teaching, you know, Native Americans how to exploit the minerals from it, if you will, or, you know, the wealth from it. And we all have different sort of religious beliefs about these things, but I'll never forget very early on the Public Service Commission, when we cited or permitted the large freedom mine, the Coteau Freedom Mine, in coal mine, and the defenders of the Black Hills came up to protest it. And they kept referencing, what we're doing to Mother Earth. And it caused me to ask the question, didn't the Creator put the minerals under the earth just as he put, the rich topsoil on top of it? And I think sometimes we, you know, our stewardship does not mean we don't use everything that we've been given. It's how we use it and how we care for it. And I think that's where good reclamation laws and regulations you don't have to leave it in the ground in order to care for it properly. And, it's a discussion worth having, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Thank you for that, by the way. And good luck on your efforts. Sounds like you're well engaged on this situation. Gus in Bismarck, go ahead for Congressman Cramer.
Yes. Congressman, what are the, as far as the bridge down on Blackwater Creek or Blackwater Bridge, would it be unreasonable to expect or to require that the protesters or their organization or their sponsors, the tribe, whoever, pay for all testing, repairs, and mitigation of the damage that they caused to that bridge?
Well,
should the taxpayers have to pay for what they damaged?
Yeah. Well, if you or I purposely did, destroyed a public property or public infrastructure like that, of course we would be expected to. And I would hope that there'll be some attempt to restitution. Remember, one of the things, there's a lot of talk of reconciliation, and certainly reconciliation is the restoration of a relationship, but does not relinquish your responsibilities to restitution. And I think one of the ways one of the only ways to move forward is that for some of those types of things to be borne by the responsible people. So no, I think that's fully expected. Now, in the meantime, we can't wait, for a check to clear. They have to get about the business of opening up, the bridge and that road. But you can't do it to the detriment of the traveling public either.
But, I mean, if one of the main beefs of Standing Rock is, hey, open that bridge, and, you know, I get why they'd want it open. I think everybody wants it open. But, for one, you can't even send anybody down there and know they're going to be safe. So now they evidently have an agreement that they're going to, you know, stay away from the bridge. And they go on the bridge almost every day illegally. Okay,
right.
So they've now said they're not going to. They're going to go down there tomorrow. But their main mission in life right now is to get that bridge open because of, just the commerce, right, and traffic and everything else. To the caller's point, is it unreasonable to say we will, but you're going to be responsible and sign here?
I don't think it's unreasonable at all. And it really, if there's another more particular party responsible, if there's a particular group of protesters or an organization among the protesters that actually, you know, caused the problem, if they want to extract that from them, then they should do that in their, you know, through their justice system, or turn them over to, you know, to the state. But no, I don't think it's unreasonable at all to expect that.
I would suggest that the Standing Rock tribe, as an entity, as a sovereign nation, should step forward and say, our tribe is going to post the money, put up the funds to fix this, and we will recover it from the responsible parties that we were endorsing and inviting to help us in this protest endeavor. Let the tribe, if they want to play nice, let them step forward, say, here's the check, here's the bond money.
Short of that happening, Gus, and fine suggestion, Congressman Kramer, whose responsibility would it be to present that? Is that a relationship between the state and the tribe, or DOT and the tribe, or whose arrangement?
I suppose it could be the state and Department of Transportation. It could be governor to chairman. I don't know, but it would seem to me it would be a state to tribe, you know, negotiation.
All right. You know, the sentiment we're hearing from that caller is a lot of what we're hearing this morning. I mean, we played clips of our conversation with Governor Burgum. About wanting to mend relations with Standing Rock. And one texter says, so what does the state of North Dakota and Morton County residents get out of this mending? Are they going to pay the $17 million they cost the taxpayers, pay for the testing on the bridge, get rid of the protesters, let the pipe be finished? We've been harassed, personal property damaged, our children on lockdown at St. Anthony School, and our way of life will never be the same. And now we're supposed to make nice? I don't think so. I think the governor needs to have a meeting with us and the people of Morton County and surrounding areas and get our view on the matter. What do you and your listeners think?
I could not argue one bit with that. In fact, as I said earlier, you know, reconciliation is a restoration of relationship, but not the relinquishing of restitution or responsibility. And I think that you cannot fix a previous injustice with a new injustice. So at some point it has to stop and you have to move forward. But again, there's responsibility that has to be taken.
Nothing wrong with talking, right? Nothing wrong with talking.
That's
across
right.
the table, try
that's
to
right.
work these things out. But it's right. understandable that people feel like this. I don't blame
Absolutely.
Them one bit. And concur. All right, appreciate the call. Others waiting. Tim and Edgley, you're next. Mike, Watford City. Steve, traveling Highway 2 behind that. Slick out there in a lot of places, so be careful, folks, as you're out there. More of What's on Your Mind in the Talk Radio Town Hall continues after this.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discussing the role of the North Dakota Safety Council in helping businesses gain access to quality, affordable safety training.
The part that I think is so unique with the North Dakota Safety Council, too, is we combine the quality with the affordability, and that's the part that may not be stated in our mission, but we strive for that every day to say, not only do we want to make a quality training out there. We want to make an abundance of quality training out there. We want to make it affordable so that everybody can attend, whether it's a conference or whether it's any safety event. I think that's one thing that stands out when I think of the North Dakota Safety Council.
The NDSC's 44th Annual Safety and Health Conference is February 20th through 23rd in Bismarck. To learn about discounts available to NDSC members and WSI policyholders, go to www.ndsc.org. That's www.ndsc.org.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring ting tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
This is Christmas music. Who sings this?
Well, it's about a sleigh ride. I guess technically it's not necessarily Christmas. Just like Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow isn't a Christmas song, but it's Pentatonix.
They're good. Yeah, they are good. They're not quite Blender's good, but they're good. What's the other one that has a North
Kevin
Dakota
outranks you, just, you know.
Yeah.
And he said Pentatonix is the hottest thing. I take my lead from him.
They're
but
big.
You want the Blenders, you get the Blenders.
I like the Blenders without any accompaniment whatsoever. I think it could save a fortune. I'm just a true conservative. Fire the band. You're good enough without them. You know what I'm saying?
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul.
There we go. Christmas. Merry Christmas, folks. Glad to have you aboard on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kevin Cramer is with us today on the program. Questions or comments, welcome for him at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. Let's see. And one more weather report here, and we welcome others. If you want to text them in, fine, 701-226-8503. You can also call us at 800-228-0550. Starting about 10 miles north of Bismarck on Highway 83, all four lanes covered in ice. It's slick. Vehicles traveling between 30 and 50 miles an hour. Wind is making vehicles slide. So that's what you need to know right now about the travel conditions. There is a call that came in I want to get to before we forget from Gordon from Mandan called and wanted us to answer this question. We couldn't answer it. We thought maybe you could. Listen.
I'm concerned about Obama's habit of naming monuments in the states. He's done it more than anybody else, and those monuments amount to a federal land grab. And I'm afraid that he's going to, as soon as Congress adjourns, because that's been his favorite time to do it, is when they've been adjourned. And I'm afraid he's going to name a monument on that Corps of Engineers land. And I don't know what complications we'll add, but I think that, you know, our Congressman Cramer and Hovind and Heidi, if she's interested, should, you know, do something if they can to prevent that from happening. Because once he does it, it's very difficult to get it canceled.
I know they're fighting this in Utah right now. Is it a threat here?
I would say it's a potential threat. It's probably the greatest threat in terms of his power. It's called the Antiquities Act, and it gives tremendous authority to the president to declare monuments. And the caller's right about the abuse by this president. And by the way, President Clinton, Bill Clinton, was also very abusive of the Antiquities Act, where he'd name a federal monument. And the law, by the way, is quite clear that a monument is to designate an area of some significant historical significance. But they've used it to declare millions of acres as a monument. And we all know what a monument is. monument is, and we're certainly certain that it's not millions of acres. And yet, both Clinton and Obama have tried to do that and have done it successfully. So it's a fear, but I think that the calling for the full-blown EIS is probably the extent of their reach on this one. But an Antiquities Act action like this, declaration of a monument, the caller's right, is very, very difficult to undo. I think we need to change the Antiquities Act, but I also think that it needs to be challenged in court over its, the definition versus what they've done with it.
Speaking of which, you mentioned earlier the rule, I guess it's called a rule, from President Obama related to offshore drilling. Some significant areas taken off, the map. Explain to folks what happened and how can the president do that? I saw one of your colleagues, I forget the chair of natural resources or somewhere, just say that he can't do this. There's no way this will stand, even though normally if a president did what he's doing, it would be hard to undo. They're saying it's so blatantly obvious at the 11th hour what he's doing that it won't stand up. Do you agree?
I would trust the chairman on that one. I don't know. When I first read about it, I was quite concerned because he's using a 1950s law, as I understand it, that gives him some authority based on, certain criteria to protect certain offshore areas, like a coral reef, for example, or a particular endangered species like the sea lion or something like that. And usually it's temporary. Well, he is just taking this same law, similar to the previous caller on the Antiquities Act and monument designation, and he's applying it broadly to an entire, region of the Atlantic Ocean. Well, the chairman may very well be right that's just so blatant, so over the top that it won't be upheld in court, and I certainly would hope so. But at the same time, it's another reminder to Congress that there's a law from 1953 that needs to be more clearly defined. But let's also remember that this president, as often as he's done these kinds of things, he's been overturned dozens of times. In fact,
this one's destined for court, right?
I mean, to
try and get it resolved. Yeah, it's House Natural Resources Chairman Rob Bishop said this is not a moral calling; it's an abuse of power. Lisa Murkowski went crazy too. Said the only thing more shocking than this reckless, short-sighted, last-minute gift to the extreme environmental agenda is that President Obama had the nerve to claim he's doing Alaska a favor.
Let's ask the Alaskans, shall we?
Yeah, there's a novel concept, right? All right, let's see here. Let's go to Tim and Edgley. Question for Congressman Kramer. You're up.
Congressman Kramer, thank you for taking my call. And I don't know if you've been aware of it, but are you aware of the TB outbreak in the cattle herds in Saskatchewan and Alberta?
I am not. I'm not aware of that.
Well, this is of deep concern to me as a rancher and farmer, because the only reason this TB outbreak was discovered was because of a cow that was found in a packing plant in the state of Iowa. I wouldn't have known about it. Now, I've been talking about this for years and calling shows about the vulnerability of the American, especially the U.S. wheat cattle herds, the hog population in the country. And I've been trying to warn everyone, including you elected officials, about this, and it seems to be falling on deaf ears, because we now are allowing fresh chilled beef in here from Brazil, a country that's rampant with hoof and mouth disease. And I just I've been hoping to hear something out of the Trump administration on these trade deals. We were stripped of our country of origin labeling, which 90% of the consumers in the country wanted this. And, Republican politicians voted to get rid of that, that protection, that little bit of protection to give us something.
It was overturned multiple times in court, and so to avoid having to pay reparations to Canada after the final appeal, we changed the law so that we could at least avoid our industry having to pay Canada reparations going forward with regard to the country of origin labeling. But we've intervened a lot with USDA on the Brazilian situation, because I'm like you, I don't know if rampant's the right word, but they certainly have not satisfied to my personal satisfaction anyway, that Brazil, or then there's even concerns about other South American countries, that they have a handle on hoof and mouth disease, and I don't believe that we ought to be bringing their cattle in. With regard to Canada and their standards are much more like ours, if not, you know, every bit is good, but that doesn't necessarily mean that one doesn't get through. So we'll follow up on the Canadian question, but it'll be interesting. Scott, he raises an important point. Tim raises an important point about President-elect Trump and his view on trade, including NAFTA. And NAFTA certainly would come into play as it relates to Canadian beef and Canadian livestock in general.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate the call. Do you believe Heidi Heitkamp is going to get the call from Donald Trump to be Ag Secretary?
I don't. The only thing I predicted right about Donald Trump is that he'd win. So I really don't know, Scott. If I was to sort of, and this is just me, this is an observer, but if I was to handicap it, I'd say it's definitely in play. I'd say it's a 50-50 deal. But remember, I mean, there's the call and then there's the acceptance, and those two things, you know, have to work in tandem for her to take the position. I will tell you, I can imagine it's a very difficult call for her. And I'm sure it's a difficult call for him too, but he doesn't seem to have too much trouble making these tough decisions. You know, if she was to get the call, saying no even to a president of the other party is not a small matter. But I was thinking, especially given that we're going to start debate on a new farm bill right away this next year. And, you know, one of the concerns I have as a North Dakota representative is that the Ag Department has somebody who understands production agriculture, particularly Midwest production agriculture, because just as Tim mentioned with regard to trade and the movement of livestock across the borders, even within North America, there are a lot of interests in agriculture that aren't necessarily the interests of production agriculture. And so, I think about that, and Senator Heitkamp, while her and I don't agree on everything, and including everything in agriculture, especially as it relates to conservation compliance laws and things, I do think, I'd feel more comfortable with her there than some people that, that might not have that that clear understanding or commitment to production agriculture.
And you have said, I believe, to KFIRE TV last week, if not earlier this week, that you would be a candidate for the Senate spot if she vacates that spot. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I've told some other reporters as well that, should a vacancy occur, I would in all likelihood announce my intention to seek the position very shortly after the vacancy occurred. I've worked that much through for sure. And so, yes, I would expect I'd be a candidate if there's a vacancy. But that, right now I'm planning on going back to the House of Representatives and preparing for my third term.
And that process would be managed according to a new piece of legislation that was signed into law that essentially says the governor has 95 days, no more than 95 days, to call a special election, right? So you'd have an open seat for a little while and an election, correct?
That's correct, yeah. Right. Yeah, that's correct. There's no provision for an appointment.
Yeah, which isn't necessarily a good thing, I guess it begs for a shorter window if possible. If you've got up to 95 days, that might well be shortened a little bit, only because you have nobody in that, you don't want to lose a vote, right?
Well, our founders were so smart. Of course, remembering that the Senate originally was to be elected by the state legislatures, and it was for years, but they were very profound in that they prohibit any type of an appointment to the House of Representatives, otherwise known as the People's House. But of course, we have an election every 2 years. For the Senate, they did contemplate vacancies being filled. And when our law changed, I did not support the law change. I like the idea of a short special election. The 95 days is plenty. But I do think in that interim, there ought to be a senator appointed by a governor of either party, because the Senate's special in that regard. Every state is equal in their power. And if you remove half of your power, and especially for a little state, I think that's not wise.
At a crucial time. Ice on 83 North gets better at mile marker 120 near Washburn, by the way. More coming up.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. Soybean producers interested in intensive soybean Soybean Management should attend one of five Getting It Right meetings scheduled in North Dakota. North Dakota State University Extension representatives will discuss soybean research and 2016 production issues. Meeting dates and locations are Thursday, January 5th from 9:30 to 3:30 at the Lignite Community Center in Lignite, Tuesday, January 24th from 10 until 3 at the Masonic Lodge Meeting Hall in Candu, Wednesday, January 25th from 10 until 3 at the Cobblestone Inn in East Botno, Thursday, January 26th from 10 until 3 at the Memorial Hall in Washburn, Friday, January 27th from 10 until 3 at Downtowner Banquet Room in Napoleon. For more information, contact NDSU Extension agronomist Dr. Hans Kandahl at 701-231-8135.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables, and Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love the Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen customized any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on the best playing, best built, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Put a bow on it. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Honey? What is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, time for one more text, and then the rest of this segment will be all calls. This is Please Share This with Congressman Kramer. President Trump invited the Pope for lunch on his mega yacht. Did you know that, Congressman Kramer?
I did not know that. But
I didn't either.
Sounds fantastic.
The Pope accepted, and during lunch, a puff of wind blew the pontiff's hat off and right into the water. It floated about 50 feet, and then the wind died down, and it just sort of floated in place. The crew and the Secret Service were scrambling to launch a boat to go get it. Trump waves them off, says, "Never mind, boys, I'll get it." Proceeds to climb over the side of the yacht, walked on the water to the hat, picked it up, walked back on the water, climbed onto the yacht, and handed the Pope his hat. The crew, as you can imagine at this point, is speechless. The security team and the Pope's entourage were speechless. No one knew what to say, not even the Pope. But that afternoon, NBC, CBS, ABC, MSNBC, and CNN all knew how to cover the story. The banner headline read, "Trump can't swim." There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
I think
a listener wanted to share a little Christmas humor with you there.
I think it's appropriate. It is more than slightly amusing watching Democrats swirl over all their excuses. It's just beyond anything I've ever seen. You know, the angry white men being the most recent excuse, Russia, WikiLeaks, Jim Comey, Electoral College, gosh, it's their fault, right-wing conspiracies, there's all kinds of reasons that Hillary Clinton didn't win.
Mike in Watford City, quick question, quick answer.
Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Good morning.
I'm all for North Dakota and Standing Rock trying to shake hands, move forward, or whatever. But my concern is more citizens in Manda and Bismarck deserve more. They deserve apologies. They deserve arrests. This harassment needs to stop with threatening people's wives, handing out personal information, social security numbers, all that on the internet. Those people need to be held accountable. And then I think Manda and Bismarck people will make it work.
I agree.
But how did that happen?
Perfectly stated.
Standing Rock needs to bring those people to justice and bring them to Morton County.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree. I absolutely don't disagree. And as part of my message to the chairman was that, you know, there's some things have to be accounted for. And you can't move forward until there's a level play, the playing field's leveled again. But
perfectly
better than that.
Yeah, and
the citizens need to feel good about this. It's all about the citizen.
Yep.
And by the way, I was down and talked with the folks. We did a town hall 30, 45 days into this thing where I really understood the level of pain these people were enduring. We're at day 133 today. Think of the anxiety. Think of the health stress. Think of the, you know, that continues to this very moment. There's nearly 800 people down there illegally camping right now. This isn't over. It's still going on.
Those ranchers need to be paid for those cattle.
No, there's so many of those issues. Mike, I appreciate the call. And Congressman Kramer, here's what I'll do. I'll go back to St. Anthony, gather some folks, and let them be heard on statewide talk radio so that they can be heard. Would you join me for that?
I'd love it. Oh, absolutely. I'd love to do that.
All right. And we'll invite Governor Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Sanford, Senator Heitkamp, Senator Hovind, everybody. I want it to be as many ears as possible. Sheriff Kirkmeyer obviously was there last time and listened, but now we're talking about moving forward. So we'll get to work on it. My friends in St. Anthony, we're coming back. Hope you'll have us. Ryan in South Dakota, quick question. We'll get a quick answer from Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, just kind of a follow-up on that caller a couple callers ago, this cattle and beef import deal. Mm-hmm. The country of origin labeling is something that's absolutely necessary, and I know that they, you know, they said it was going to be too expensive, but yet everybody was just all gung-ho about this GMO labeling act, and you can't tell me that there's a difference from one to the other.
All right, let's start there quickly, if you would, Kevin.
Country of origin labeling was sued. We lost an appeal and lost another appeal and lost all appeals to the point where it just wasn't upheld by that international court that oversees the trade deal. With regard to GMO, that's an interstate issue. That's trying to unify a GMO labeling so that we didn't have 50 different states with 50 different standards, because obviously otherwise the most restrictive state would dictate to the other 49. So they're similar in that they both deal with labeling, but the one is a violation of an international agreement.
All right, quickest question, quickest answer ever. Gordon and Bismarck, 20 seconds, go.
I'd like to know what's going to happen to these people in the Pentagon that wasted this $125 billion. I'm a former National Guard soldier, and we were our budgets were cut and we couldn't do stuff, so that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, no, you're talking about a really big problem, a really big issue. That's just one example of it. I believe Trump will do two things. One is he's going to rebuild our military, but also bring efficiencies to you said the Pentagon, and that's where they need to be. I mean, there are so many middle management, not to mention, by the way, thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of civilian employees that work for contractors and whatnot. I think he made a pretty clear statement to the Pentagon when he made his point about the $4 billion Air Force One project. And it's not going to be business as usual anymore. We're going to prioritize it. Soldiers on the ground are our first priority.
Gordon, thanks for the call. Yeah, appreciate it very much. And we got as many in as we could. We'll do it again next week. Congressman Kramer, Merry Christmas to you and yours. And we'll
Merry
talk again
Christmas
soon.
To you and yours. Let's go to St. Anthony soon.
Yeah, I'll get that on the calendar. So we'll work on schedules and we'll get out there. I do want to be there for
Scott
sure.
I'm here to save you money with my friends at Titan Outlet Store. A 2012 John Deere 9360R tractor, 2,445 hours, 360 horsepower. It's a beauty. Luxury cab. And guess what? 100% money back guarantee. That's right. There's guaranteed iron at outlet prices. And here is the best part. Take 11% off your best price right now. Take 11% off your best price. Call them. 218-233-3700. Online at TitanOutletStore.com. Titan. OutletStore.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.